Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here, your host for the K-State Podcast, all about what's going on, the latest K-State athletics, continuing this game week, getting you guys ready for the big game on Saturday night against South Dakota, FCS opponent, coming here to Manhattan, Kansas for the Saturday night primetime matchup here in Manhattan, Kansas to open up the 2022 football campaign for Chris Klieman in the Kansas State Wildcats. This is the PPPD edition of the show. All right, so real quick, I did a daily on this back in the summer, somewhere in there. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. Appreciate you. If you've been with us from the summer, or you've been following us for quite a while, or from the beginning since I created this podcast, thank you for your support. Well appreciated. Go back and listen to either the previous dailies from this week. I know they're football related, but we cover all things Kansas State athletics, not just football and basketball. Not just for this podcast, but for all the rest of the sports as well. So we're pretty sure we're the only K-State podcast that covers all sports. So that's why I did it. So, and we're still going strong here. We're in the middle of game week, or when this podcast episode is uploaded towards the end of the week, probably this episode, as I'm sitting here recording this, prior to me going out, back out here in just a little bit here, August 31st, 2022, reminder of the Ring of Honor. Of course, according to, Gene Taylor, the athletic director for Kansas State Athletics, he went on, K-Man 1350, quote-unquote, Wildcat Insider, which is on Mondays with Mitch Fortner and, of course, Wyatt Thompson, the KAB Hall of Famer, soon to be anyway, and others on that show. He said that the Ring of Honor ceremonies will be on Friday night. So when this podcast uploads, I think we'll shoot for Friday morning here. Just a quick reminder of who's going in here. Pretty power-packed club of a six-pack here, if you will, here. Obviously, Arthur Brown, who, when I came to K-State, was in his first second. I can't remember. over 10 years now. But, yeah, Arthur Brown, who was a talented linebacker from the 2011-2012. So, it was 1 year. All right. So, Larry Brown, running back, who was here 1967-68 season, also a year. Then Darren Howard, defensive end from the 96-99 season there, and then Colin Klein. This is where I came into play K-State. When I trained over here back in 2010, he was the backup quarterback to Carson Kaufman, 09 through 2012. And, of course, one of the Heisman runner-ups, finalists, I should say. We're all still bitter about that. Tyler Lockett, who's still doing it big in the NFL, 2011-14. And the other quarterback in this class that's going in, Eli Robinson, 2000-03 as well. So big class as well here, which will be inducted Friday night, according to the athletic director Gene Taylor. I thought it was pretty much going to be either last year or the year before last year that the Ring of Honor members were honored during halftime. I'm still saying they're going to do something like that halftime. I predict the celebration will be on Friday night. I don't know where. So you're going to have to ask other people about that. But yeah, this is going down Ring of Honor weekend for K-State Sports. Big class. The stats are amazing. With this 2022 Ring of Honor class, right? 31 total All-America citations during their careers. This is combined all of them, including 11 first-team honors. They've combined to at least be in the top 10 of K-State game, single season, or career records on 209 occasions, which includes 48 total school records. The group also includes four Big 12 champions, with Eli Robinson, of course, the famous beatdown OU in Kansas City back in 03, Big 12 championship game. Arthur Brown, Colin Klein, and Tyler Lockett were part of that 2012 Big 12 championship team. I saw it live and in person, was up in the booth for that for the student radio station. What a scene that was. I can remember as like it was last night. That was a big night. A really big year for K-State Athletics in general. Of course, next week, it's going to be, what, the 10-year anniversary of the... next Friday will be the 10-year anniversary of the Big 12 baseball team celebrating a championship title and the conference title. So I've been promoting that all summer long as well. So big first two weekends for K-State off the field. When you look at that. So I kind of wanted to bring a reminder. I know it's been a while, but I wanted to jump on here this afternoon, late this afternoon, to bring a little reminder who's going in here. Talented class up and down the line. I don't know Larry Brown. Well, obviously, he's a running back, obviously, but that's all I know. But I know the rest of the class. So, pretty damn talented class, and they're going in. And hopefully, K-State Nation will see a first victory of 2022 on Saturday evening as we welcome in South Dakota FCS opponent here to the Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Yeah, I was going to say something else, but that has left the one ear and going out the other. But yeah, I just wanted to hop on here and remind K-State Nation who is going in. I know I did a daily in the season, so there's that as well. So I want to jump on here. Big first two weekends for K-State football and baseball here as we get things popping here for the 2022 Camp for Football as well. Talented class up and down the line. I cannot wait to get out there again to see Adrian Martinez in person. Where I'm gonna get from Deuce, Malik, Felix, Nate Matlack, the other dude, Double Deuce, and Daniel Green. Yeah, so I'm ready to see these guys in action for the 2022 campaign. I'm sure you guys will be out there coming to the game. Oh, yeah, this is close to a sellout. That's what I wanted to say as well. So hopefully when this comes out on Friday morning-ish, that it will be close to a definite sellout at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. I know Missouri's a sellout pretty much from there as well. I know I'm much focused for that game, but we got to take care of business against these guys, the Coyotes from South Dakota. Hopefully we'll do that as well. So Adrian Martinez, first game at under center for K-State, transferring from Nebraska. Nebraska didn't do much. The same old damn Nebraska team losing to Northwestern last weekend in college football week zero. We're in officially week one of college football coming up Saturday night here in Manhattan, Kansas. The Pro Project Podcast, K-State Nation. Find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That is going to wrap it up on this special edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Hope you guys have been fired up. I have been waiting to get out there. I know it's going to be a little toasty, like it always is, but I'm ready to get out there with the rest of you guys, Promo Nation out there. If you're coming from out of town, whatnot, come ready to rock and roll, ready to get this season finally underway. A lot of anticipation of the season, and it's going to get down and dirty, get down to business on Saturday night. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.